Hi, I'm Joe Kenny from RNIB in Northern Ireland. Today I'm talking to Aoife and Emma Midlade, two sisters who have completed an extraordinary fundraising challenge for RNIB. Aoife, I'll come to you first. In 3 weeks you managed to climb, is it 13 peaks across the UK and Ireland to raise money for RNIB?
Yeah, that is correct. So I have a condition called Stargardt's. I was diagnosed when I was 13. Myself and my brother were diagnosed around the same time. Mum and Dad would have been in contact with the RNIB through the family support services. And over the last couple of years, as I've been working and trying to live an independent life, I have had to reach out to the RNIB myself for different advice and to help me sort of navigate through different situations, whether it be with things in my personal life, things in a work capacity. And I've received some tremendous support from the RNIB over the last year, in particular through their employment services. And I really just wanted to do something to give back and sort of raise awareness of what the RNIB are, what they do for people, and the different support services that they can offer blind, partially sighted people and their families as well.
How much did you raise then? Give us the grand total.
It was 45,000. Oh, I can't remember.
Over 45,000.
That'll do us. Extraordinary. In all my time working for RNIB, and actually in all my time working, I've never heard anybody raising that kind of money. That is such an amazing figure. Emma, so did you get involved in that, in the hiking too?
Yes, I did. Joe, I shared the last 7-7s challenge with Aoife and the guys, so I missed out on the first two weekends, but joined them for the end of the challenge, which I don't know if Aoife would say that was the toughest or...
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, it was a long day, but I mean, it was a fantastic day. We all really, really enjoyed it. It was definitely not for the faint-hearted.
No. And tell me about your work colleagues got involved as well, didn't they?
Yes, I work for a company called Options Technology, who very kindly wanted to get behind Aoife and support her in this amazing challenge. And there was about 8 of our colleagues and 4 of our colleagues from another partner company that joined us. So everyone was just really delighted to be able to get out and show their support.
Yeah, amazing. And Aoife, tell me, so you decide to do this challenge. You obviously like hiking anyway, I presume.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I do.
What sort of training did you do, or what did you do to prepare?
As you say, Joe, I love the mountains. I love being out in the mountains. So I wasn't nervous about preparing for it. I knew I was going to be fit enough for it. But at sort of January, February time, up the ante a wee bit more and tried to get out onto the moors every weekend and during the week up early and just doing a couple of shorter hikes around Restrepo, around the local area, and had to make sure that every single weekend I was out climbing mountains. Started with one, maybe the following weekend we would do 2 or 3, and yeah, just prepare as best we could.
Was there any highlights? What was your favourite climb, if you like?
I definitely think it would have been doing the Mourne 7-7 challenge the last weekend. I think because it was at home. The rest of the hikes had been, we'd done one in England, Scotland, Wales, and then 3 the highest peaks in the south of Ireland, but that one was in the Mourne. It was on the mountains that we're so used to climbing. We had an incredible day of weather. It was 20 degrees, the sun was shining. I'd never ever seen the Mourne Mountains as clear. And then just to be with a group of really close friends and family, and there was 8 of us that stuck together to complete the 7-7s, and although 15 hours with 8 people is a long time, and we had our ups and downs, they were just the most incredible people to be with, and we all got each other through, so that was definitely the highlight hike for me anyway.
What about you, Emma, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely will agree. We all became different people at certain points of the mountain.
I like that. We all became different people. Yeah. I think there's subtext there you're not telling me.
Yeah, I'll leave it for the imagination. Yeah.
We were all very comfortable with being cross with one another. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Was there a low point where you thought, what have I signed up to? Why have I done this?
I think I was on Binion. I just don't remember even who I was. I was just so in an out-of-body experience, and then I think we had 2 more Squares bars and just got us up the last one.
And if I see another Squares bar ever again,
that's one thing we did say. You haven't eaten another Squares bar since.
No.
So if you come down off a mountain, what do you do to relax or chill out after that? Do you just fall into bed, or was there a bit of crack afterwards? Or
I suppose all 3 weekends were very different, because the first weekend we started in Scotland and we'd done Ben Nevis, and then we had to be in the Lake District the next morning to do Scafell Pike. So it was really very much down off the mountain. My incredible mother was there with food and warm clothes and hot coffee, and then it was straight into the car and for the 4.5-5 hour journey down to the Lake District to crawl into bed and then up the next morning for the same thing. And then the second weekend was very similar because again we had to drive from Kerry to Mayo and to Wicklow over the 3 days, so it was tough going, but again, like, there was good crack in the car and a bit of banter. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, excuse my terrible knowledge of mountains, but what was the highest mountain then? Ben Nevis, was it?
Ben Nevis was the highest, yeah.
Wow. I hear that the weather can be quite bad on Ben Nevis, can't it?
Yeah, it wasn't great that day. I suppose when we were at the bottom, it was 6 a.m. in the morning, so it was cold anyway. But
cold everywhere.
Cold everywhere, yeah. The weather forecast had given like a nice day, but then whenever I looked into the like specifics of the mountain forecast, I seen that it was like -2. And I was thinking, oh my goodness.
In May?
Yeah, in May. There was snow at the top of the mountain. So there was
that's quite something.
Yeah, and I suppose from halfway up the mountain, we couldn't see anything. The mist had just come down and then the rain started, so that was definitely the coldest and the wettest hike. And it was very much like when we got to the top, it was a quick, oh yeah, pat the stone and run back down. Even like my sister was like, we need to get the photograph, and Dad was kind of like, do we need the photograph?
you need evidence that you were here.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, we need the evidence.
Very good. Thinking about anyone else who's maybe partially sighted or blind, did you discover something about yourself along the way, or did you sort of have any kind of Not like epiphanies, but any realisations about...
I learned so much about everyone else and just how supportive everyone else is, because without them, I would not have been able to do half of this at all. Like, getting from A to B, from mountain to mountain, like, people had to take time off work, and the fact they were willing to throw themselves into this to support me, to support the RNIB as well, was just incredible. And I suppose the whole time I was sort of thinking about the support I had received from the RNIB, and that's what made every step of this worthwhile, because knowing that I was doing something that hopefully was going to raise a lot of money so that other people could benefit from the services at the RNIB, that's why I was doing it. And I just sort of had that in the back of my mind the entire time, really. But yeah, I think even just getting out there and raising awareness about the RNIB, like, we had so many people stop us on, I think it was the Snowdon hike, and ask, you know, what does your t-shirt say, or what's that? And even just stopping for those few minutes and telling somebody about the charity was so worthwhile.
Well, listen, on behalf of all RNIB, I want to say a massive thank you, and like, what an incredible total. And Emma and Aoife, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.